Welcome on into the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nucci. On the other side of this lovely transparent shower curtain, the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Sean, how we doing, brother?
Doing well. They're finally unleashing me. I will be making my season debut along the mats today at the Lyria Holiday Duels. I'm excited to finally get out there and cover some wrestling this season, and I feel kind of blessed. You know, not a lot of people are allowed in those gyms, so I feel kind of like I've been anointed to be able to sit and watch wrestling live. So it's kind of cool. The kind of cool thing about this season, Rocco, is that I've been watching more wrestling than normal because everybody's kind of streaming their duels and their tournaments and their events and things. So I'm able to pop around and see a lot more wrestling, even, you know, although it's from my living room recliner. But it's kind of cool to be able to see a lot of different wrestling and going on through the internet this year.
Well, let me ask you, Sean, does that help you settle in? Because like you said, from a coverage standpoint, obviously things are a bit different, but you still have access, I guess, maybe in some ways more so than before, albeit from your couch. So does that help you settle in from a coverage standpoint?
Well, yeah, it certainly makes it kind of alleviates some of the jonesing for wanting to see moves and see setups and see, you know, what the progress of some of these guys. You know, you can write about it and imagine it, but if you're not seeing it with your own eyes, sometimes that makes it a little bit more difficult, and certainly helps with any kind of coverage reporting, doing these the radio show and the mat report for WOL and all these things, if you're actually getting to see what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. So awesome that we are finally getting this season underway. Not quite everybody yet. We mentioned Lorraine still on pause for the time being. So hopefully they're able to get things up and going as soon as possible. So, again, it's nice to finally have some Lorain County wrestling. Very nice to see these teams in action. And we have a bit of a special show today. We'll actually have some coverage out at the Lyria Holiday Duels. That got started at about 11 this morning. So in the final segment of the show, we'll have some coverage out there. Hoping to talk to a couple of wrestlers over there. Sean, there's, what, six teams in all participating in that?
Yeah, something they put together. They were supposed to be at Brecksville this week for the Brecksville Holiday Tournament. It's one of the premier tournaments in the country. A lot of teams come from all over the state and all outside of Ohio to come up and wrestle in this event. And it got shut down, now Brecksville is actually probably for the first time in I don't know how many years is coming somewhere else to wrestle during this week, and they're coming to Elyria. So you got two nationally ranked programs there. You've got some other state powers in Dublin-Kaufman, Lake Catholic, Division II power, and Marion Pleasant, Division III power, and Nordonia rounds out the field. So it's going to be exciting wrestling tomorrow, or today. Sorry.
Very excited to bring you some coverage from that event. Again, the Elyria Holiday Duels, two national programs in there, nationally ranked programs, I should say, along with some other powerhouses, so should be very fun. Got some other events to break down, though, does Sean, when we get back, so we'll go ahead, step aside, but when we get back, like I said, a bunch of duels and events from this past week that Sean will break down for you, and we'll take a look at what's coming up ahead right here on the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM. Download that WEOL mobile app, and you can listen to us online at WEOL.com. This is the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nucci alongside Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram, breaking down the local Lorain County High School wrestling scene. And like we mentioned last segment, finally have a good amount of action to recap. Sean, I know when we came into the studio, you were very excited about the number of duels and events that you were able to follow along and cover. So I'll kind of just throw it your way and let you start wherever you'd like. What did we have going on?
Well, I mean, this week, traditionally, even without a pandemic environment like we have, is generally chaos because, you know, it's Christmas and then New Year's and those, you know, have everything shutting down. So as far as schools and things like that go, it might be a little easier this year just for the fact that everybody's learning, you know, virtually, and they don't have to worry about, you know, school shutdowns and whatnot. I don't know how they're working it, but it's always a little bit light around this time of the year when it comes to wrestling anyway, because of they're trying to schedule around these holidays. But this week, Unfortunately, we had another cancellation. North Ridgeville was supposed to be out at Kinston for the Kinston Holiday Invitational, and that two-day event got canceled. It was supposed to be run Monday and Tuesday. So unfortunately, North Ridgeville is just and they already had Perry Penn City, which was supposed to run the upcoming Saturday, canceled as well. So they're just taking shots left and right to their schedule. This weekend, we will have Amherst and Firelands heading out to Perry. I guess they just had a reduced, it's going to be a try, but that's what Perry decided to do, is just have a couple teams that were supposed to wrestle in the event come out and wrestle. So it's going to be a couple Lorain County teams doing that. But we had some duels this week, which is kind of exciting. Columbia had two. They went 1-1. They beat Lutheran West 60-24. Then lost 60-20 against Brunswick. Brunswick's a Division I power, so Columbia jumped up a couple divisions there and faced a very tough Brunswick squad. Avon won 54-18 over North Ridgeville in another Southwestern Conference dual meet. Keystone also decided to jump up a level and take on a Division I program in Westlake. They lost to the Demons 42-24 in that non-conference dual meet. And Avon Lake, another Southwestern Conference showdown, lost 70-10 to Olmsted Falls this week. So there was a handful of programs as far as that goes. We did have one tournament, too, and discussed this on last night's Matt Report, if anybody got a chance to check it out. Riley Banez, an Elyria sophomore, competed in the inaugural Shelley Ruberg tournament in Harrison. Shelley Ruberg was a six-time freestyle All-American in female, in women wrestling. And they named this tournament for her. She was from Harrison. And Riley Banez went in there and just kind of dominated, won the 106-pound title with a pair of first-period pins. Pinned Maggie Nick of Miami East in the her opening match, and then pinned Avery Riley of Piqua in the second match. So Riley Banez, who was state runner-up as a freshman last year in the inaugural girls' state tournament, looking good heading into what will be the girls' regionals here in a few weeks.
Wow, very, very impressive, very impressive. As a quick aside, Sean, and maybe this is just from like my own personal curiosity standpoint, as the girls' side of the wrestling scene kind of gained some momentum and popularity in recent years?
Yeah, it's always been gaining. When I first started, it was an oddity if a girl was on a roster, but it happened all the time, especially here in Lorain County. Recently, Lutheran West started a team more locally. A lot of girls. We had some Lorain County girls on those teams. We saw that some girls, tournaments the last couple seasons. They've organized those. And then last year, like I said, the Ohio High School Wrestling Coaches Association sanctioned for the first time a girls' state tournament. And they actually, any girl that wanted to sign up for it could go. This year, they're actually adding a regional round. So girls that want to go to the state tournament have to, they're allowed 12 girls per weight class at the regionals, and the top four advance to state from four regionals. So they'll have 12 girls in the field at state battling for a state championship this year. So that's exciting to see too, that this thing keeps growing. And obviously the goal here is for the OHSAA, the governing body for high school sports in Ohio, to eventually recognize girls wrestling as a budding sport, and give them that track so that they can actually become sanctioned under the OHSAA. And that would be really cool, because then they would basically be on the same level as the boys.
Yeah, it's always good to see the non-OHSAA sports try and fight their way into that category. I know I was a men's volleyball player in high school myself, which is not sanctioned by the OHSAA.
Correct.
It was always a club sport, so I certainly understand that fight to try and get there. So very nice to see that growth and that progress in that area. I know you also mentioned to me, while you may not have the official list necessarily, you do have some undefeated wrestlers up to this point in the season so far.
Yeah, we're heading into 2021, right around the corner here. So to be undefeated at this point of the season, and we have to take this with a little bit of a grain of salt, because some schools haven't been able to wrestle as many as others. And obviously, you look at Lorain, everybody's still undefeated on a team. They haven't even got to, they're not going to get to their action until January. So, there are a handful of schools who have answered my weekly pleas for information that give me records and things like that. So I thought I'd take note to some of the schools that have answered back and given us information as far as who's undefeated. Starting with Avon, senior Ethan Seard, 145 pounds, is 5-0. Mason Bingham, senior at heavyweight, is 5-0. Elyria, Jake Evans, senior at 182 pounds, is 5-0. And Enrique Munguia, senior at 160 pounds, is 5-0. for Columbia, Cole Schulke, sophomore, we did a feature on, 106 pounds, 10-0, you know, double-digit wins already, which is pretty amazing, you know, for somebody during this, you know, coronavirus craziness going on. Firelands, Ruben Pena-Lorenzana had a breakout freshman year last year. He's a sophomore at 106 pounds. He's 4-0. Caden King, a freshman for Firelands. He's 4-0 at 145 pounds. Nick Hickman, state qualifier last year in Division II. He's a senior at 195 pounds. He's 6-0. And Emily Jurassic is 2-0 at 170 for Keystone. And then Midview has a trio of undefeateds. Caden Polking, a sophomore at 120, is 3-0. Tyler Dye, a sophomore at 126, is 10-0, another double-digit win guy. And Hunter Anderson, a freshman, is 3-0 at 132 pounds.
Well, there you have it, folks. If you get Sean Bennett your information and your scores from your events, you get a shout-out on the Wrestling Show Recap. I mean, it's really that simple.
Right
so,
on.
Nudge, nudge, hint, hint, there you go. So we'll leave that there. Like we mentioned at the top of the show, we do have some coverage coming from the Elyria Holiday Duels next segment. Very excited to bring some coverage there. Hoping to get to talk to a couple wrestlers, maybe a coach or two as well. We'll see how things shake out. But we'll have coverage from the Elyria Holiday Duels coming up next right here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and online at WEOL.com. We are back with the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nucci, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram, my partner in crime here this evening. And Sean, we're here at the Elyria Holiday Tools, as we officially have named it, and lots of great competition going on today. We got some going on right now. If you could, just kind of an overall summary of what you've seen today, some things that have stood out.
Yeah, Elyria came out, had a couple good duels in the first couple, beat Nordonia and Marion Pleasant pretty handily. Then just had an absolute battle against Lake Catholic in the last round. It ended up coming down to criteria. They had to count down six steps to criteria F to finally decide a winner, and Elyria won by having less forfeits than Lake Catholic, than the Cougars. So just a back and forth battle was awesome. Now they're up against Dublin Kaufman, who's ranked sixth in the state. Elyria's ranked fifth in the state, so this is going to be a big one. And then Brecksville in the next round, the final round, they're ranked number three in the state. So Elyria will be the underdog going into that. And to be honest, Elyria's probably the underdog against Dublin Kaufman because they're without state champion Peyton Fenton. They're without state alternate JoJo Norwood. They're without Brandy Crawford, three-time district qualifier and ranked fifth in the state right now. So they're really, really behind the eight ball with like injuries, and I think Crawford had a death in the family. So just kind of really lessen their punch right now. Their lineup is down. So, but yeah, they've been holding their own. They've been really kind of scratching out some good match wins.
So we'll be talking to a couple of wrestlers here from the Elyria Pioneer program shortly, but I think something that everybody in this gymnasium could agree on right now, there is some really good competition here at this event, and I'm sure you'll ask the wrestlers here. Just got to be awesome for these guys to get this kind of experience early on in such a weird, unusual season.
Yeah, it's bittersweet because, you know, Brecksville is one of the teams here, and they've held their holiday tournament this week. It should be going on right now. For like I think 60 years, it's considered one of the longest running holiday tournaments east of the Mississippi, or well, west of the Mississippi, I guess it is. And it's just a storied event. It's like considered one of the top events in the state and in the nation as far as high school wrestling goes. But it got canceled, and Elyria, to their credit, got with Brecksville. They got with these other you know, really high end programs, and they put this together on the fly. And now Lorain County's reaping the benefits. I mean, you just got some, you know, six really, really great programs in here doing battle between Christmas and New Year's. Everybody's, you know, kind of enjoying their winter break. And we're getting to see some high-level wrestling because of it. So everybody in here is really, you know, the fans that are allowed to come in and watch this are really getting a good show.
Yeah, and you can certainly feel some of the intensity in the gym without doubt. So we'll go ahead and we'll start our conversation with a couple of Elyria Pioneer wrestlers right now.
Okay, we're here with Nate Burnett, junior at Elyria. So you're rocking the Clarion Wrestling hoodie. Obviously committed to going where your dad went and was an All-American. Got to be still kind of a cool, I mean, has that set in how cool that situation is for you?
It's super sweet. It's just, I'm in contact with the coaches all the time, so I already feel like part of the family there. So that definitely is something that changes how I feel about it. But it's crazy. It's just to look back on when I was little, it was like I always really liked Clarion. But like it's to see it from this perspective now, it's different that I'm actually like a guy that's committed to go there. So it's definitely weird, but I'm super grateful.
This event is awesome, on the fly type put together event. But I mean, you guys should be at Brecksville right now instead of them here. 60 years they've run that tournament. How weird is it that you guys are, both you teams are here battling against each other instead of at Brecksville competing in that storied holiday tournament?
It's super weird. You got to look at the two sides of it. Brecksville's awesome. It's probably my favorite tournament. Lots of good Ohio competition, you know. It's not like Ironman where it's, you don't know. You know the guys that you're wrestling there, so it's a different type of satisfying. But this is cool because we're bringing in some guys. Like, maybe we'd have guys that would go 0-2 at Brecksville, get to get six matches, you know. And these are all still top competitors here, like Kaufman, Lake Catholic, Brecksville. Like, these guys are top-notch, the teams we would be seeing there anyway. So, and we get to wrestle here, get at our home gym for once, and just the dual meet sort of mentality is just something that we don't get to, aside from the state duels and conference duels, we don't usually get that much, and we get it a lot this year, so it's pretty cool.
Five matchups today. You guys are 3-0 at this point, about to take on Dublin Kaufman and Brecksville. Obviously, super tough test. But again, you got this added advantage of being at home. You guys haven't lost a dual meet here since 2014, I believe, against Oregon Clay. You're probably match side at that point, watching, you know, everybody wrestle,
course,
and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just got to be amazing that you guys are putting together this level of wrestling here in Lorain County. I mean, this on a normal year, this would be considered probably one of the top events in the state.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. A lot of the credit goes to my dad with building the program for as long as he did to do this at one, a public school, but two, Elyria. It's super awesome. We plan on keeping that going as long as we can. Could it end today? Of course. Do we want it to? No. We're going to try and go out there and win. But either way, you just got to look at it like we're in our backyard doing this, and these are tough teams. I mean, if we were bringing in teams that weren't worth anything, and it wouldn't be worth anything then, you know. So if we lose today, it is what it is. But we don't plan on it. So.
All right, well, it looks like you guys are about to get started against Dublin Kaufman, so good luck in the next matchup, man.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Being joined by Jake Evans, senior Indiana University commit. Jake, you guys are 3-0 on the day right at this point. Just a thrilling match right there in the last one against Lake Catholic. How much fun is it to go up against some quality opponents like you guys have got lined up for today?
I'd say this is one of our first, like, actual, like, dual team, like, tough matches that we have. Starting off with the year without knowing when we were really going to start, this is like one of our biggest matches that we've had against the great opponents. Yeah,
I mean, it's a good team-to-team matchup. You've gotten some good matchup. You had a really tough battle with Sal Perrine of Nordonia in the second round. A couple knockouts coming up, big tough guys coming up. How nice is this for you both individually and as a member of the Pioneers to kind of just see what you guys can be tested with today?
I think that today it kind of like shows what our team can actually do as a dual team and not just individual as we've been in the past. And I think that today it's just about clicking together and trying to, if somebody loses, trying to just work harder to make sure that we stop the bleeding. And, you know, it's bringing our team together, just our guys cheering on our other guys that maybe are in a close matches and stuff like that.
You guys really suffered some schedule hits this year. You know, Ironman gone, Beast of the East, Brecksville Holiday Tournament. I know the Mommy Bay has already been canceled. How nice is it that on the fly you guys can put something together like this again? You know, you have Brecksville in here, you have Dublin Kaufman. You know, these are all state-ranked and some nationally-ranked programs. It kind of makes up for the loss of some of those schedule events, right?
Yeah, for sure. But I would say that the tournaments definitely put us in the mindset of, okay, now we're going to have to work hard for the season. This is where we're going to have to start off with our hard tournaments out of the way, and then we get to our duels down the line. And now I feel like we're maybe a little still rusty because we haven't had those big tournaments. And it shows that our guys are they're doing the best that they can. And it might not quite be exactly what they want, but we're getting there.
Cool. All right.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate you.
This has been the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We thank you for tuning in to another episode this week, the final episode of 2020. We wish you all a very happy new year, looking forward to a much better, hopefully, 2021 than this past year has been. But for Sean Bennett, I'm Rocco Nucci. Again, thank you for tuning in to the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We will see you all next year.